Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. I'm going to be doing a show today solo. Love doing these. We have guests on throughout the week. Sometimes it's good to change it up a little bit for listeners and for myself. Today's show is going to be about the LSU men's basketball team. We're going to talk about the new coaching staff, the new head coach. I'm going to talk a little bit about LSU baseball, the SEC in baseball. MLB started yesterday, which is pretty big for a lot of us. I'll follow the MLB. I know we got a lot of Yankee fans and Houston Astro fans in Louisiana, some Texas Ranger fans in North Louisiana. We'll talk about that. And I've got a recruit who I want to mention as a spotlight from Kennedy High School, John F. Kennedy High School in New Orleans. This kid's a defensive end slash outside linebacker, typical big-time, pass rusher, just the ultimate pass rusher. And I'll be talking about that kid later in the show. But let's go ahead and start with LSU's new basketball coach and the new basketball staff. The new head coach, Matt McMahon, is coming from Murray State. We all know he coached some great players at Murray State. Morant is one of the best players in the NBA right now, Ja Morant, who he coached. You got to give him credit for that, for knowing talent. Morant was one of the top picks in the draft not too long ago. He's one of the top players in the NBA. A lot of people, the talk about Rouge in Louisiana, probably in the country, is LSU lost every scholarship player on the team. But I'm going to spin it this way. And I tell a lot of my friends this, because you always got to find a positive and a negative. And the positive is this. You have a new staff, and if the transfer portal, and if you hear me speak, by the way, I'm not a fan of the transfer portal at all. But I do think it works for basketball, baseball, softball, both women's and men's basketball. And the reason is there's just not that many players out there that are D1 in basketball, and it's something you can fill really fast. You can actually rebuild your team quickly. And Will Wade did it. And this is the point I'm going to make. In the year 2021 for Will Wade's team, right, before the season, really only four players returned from the year before. Now think about that. Everybody's talking about the whole team being replaced, right, with the new coach. But only four players really returned for him this year. Some he didn't give a scholarship back to. Some left in the portal. Nobody really talks about it, right? Only four really came back for Will Wade. So what's the difference between 13 leaving and 9? And possibly two or three of these guys that are in the portal, it's a little different circumstance. The new coach can possibly recruit them back. And I really believe, in the end, players like Monty Wilkinson, Eric Gaines, maybe even Alex Fudge, who's got a great future because he's got Louisiana ties. I could see those three guys coming back. And what Matt has done, the new head coach for LSU men's basketball, what he's done in recruiting, and the portal guys that he's, received are outstanding basketball players. He basically has three of his top players coming from Murray State, which went to the NCAA tournament just about every year. And his best player at Murray State, who's 6'10", who's possibly a lottery pick, might be joining LSU. So I don't think it's going to be that bad at all. And in the portal, coach, all you need is about 7-8 good players to come in and LSU to get about three of their players back. And I think that's very reasonable, very possible for LSU to get about three. And look, that would be one less. Stay with me. That'd be one less player than what Will Wade returned the year before. So not all that bad. Now, I really do know that, you know, the recruiting class was going to be special. And, you know, yeah, you lose some guys that you would like to see play that aren't coming back probably. But that's just the way it works in this business when you have a new coach. And it's not an indicative of the new coach. It's just they don't want to play for the new coach. They came in with the old coach. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk a little LSU baseball, SEC baseball. I know LSU's got a big series starting tonight with Mississippi State at Mississippi State. We'll be right back.
Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you.
Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. I want to thank one of our great sponsors, actually our first sponsor for the podcast that came in with us day one, John Harvey Toyota out of Bossier City, Shreveport. They have used vehicles. They have new vehicles. They have three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. Which they've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids. And certified pre-owned with a warranty, check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Great people. Tell them Lee sent you, John Harvey Toyota. Speaking of baseball, and look, before we start with LSU baseball, Mississippi State baseball, I want to mention this. Going back to the LSU men's basketball staff, I'm really glad they retained Tasman Mitchell, former LSU basketball player from the old staff. I think that's going to help them in state. I think Tasman's going to be a big reason why they'll get two or three of those guys to come back, you know, on the team. And they brought in another coach who was at Northwestern State in Natchitoches for 16 years by the name of Jeff Moore. Jeff Moore is named director of recruiting, and Jeff Moore will help immediately for recruiting for LSU and state. I think he's going to be even better than what they had combined with Tasman Mitchell being from, you know, Denham Springs, Louisiana. So you got two guys on the staff, and you got a third coach on the staff with Louisiana ties from Leesville, Louisiana, that came over from Murray State. With Coach Casey Long. So you got three guys on the staff from Louisiana. The prior staff just had Tasman Mitchell from Louisiana. So you added two more Louisiana natives. Let's go ahead and go to LSU baseball. LSU baseball is 4-5 in the conference, which is not bad. Last year they were a lot worse. They were really bad starting off. They had lost their first two series last year. They were like 0-6. So 4-5, I'll take it. A lot of LSU fans are a little nervous about where they are being 4-5. But look, they have 20 wins. They're still single digits in losses. They got a lot of new guys. I love the hitting. I love where the pitching that is at. I think the errors will get less and less. I think they're going to get better. And baseball is so up and down. There's just times where you're just not going to win. You know, it's just baseball. Baseball's not like football. You know, you go to a football game, team's ready to go, they're prepared, they're disciplined, they're probably going to win all their games. Baseball, you can be disciplined, well-coached, have talent, still lose games. It's just baseball. It's hard for football fans to understand, so we tend to get a little upset a little more, and I'm one of those people, but I hold it in now because I know over the years it's baseball. But Mississippi State, anything could happen at Mississippi State. State, look, don't think they're going to just sit back and lose all three games to LSU because they're not having a good year. This is the part of the year where State's getting a little better. They lost their ace, okay, for the year. They lost their closer for the year, which is not great for them, but that's two pitchers out of about 18. So this is SEC, man. This is the SEC conference. They still got 16 pitchers on their staff. They still got five or six guys capable of shutting you out, capable of throwing good games. And again, it's baseball. They could play their best weekend of baseball this weekend against LSU. It could happen. So I think the goal is LSU's trying to go there and win two out of three. 3 would be phenomenal. 2 would be great. And that would allow LSU to get in the win column over the lose column in the SEC. They could go, maybe 6-5 and start getting ahead of the win column in the SEC. And look, Tennessee is on fire. They've won more games in a row than any time in the history of the program. Tennessee's going to be a problem. I mean, Vandy got swept by Tennessee this past weekend. Florida is not having a good year right now. They're probably the biggest disappointment in the SEC, Florida Gators. If LSU fans are not happy, just look at Florida. They got a great team. They got great pitchers. You know, LSU fought hard to win 2 out of 3 at Florida early this year. But, you know, it's just a different league right now. Everybody's good. Ole Miss is ranked in the top 5. They've lost. Heck, they lost a midweek game recently to, I think, Southern Miss. And then you have Auburn, who's really overachieved this year, and Texas A&M, who beat LSU. They've been winning since they beat LSU, by the way. The conference is stacked again. The Kentuckys and the South Carolinas, they're still good. And, by the way, Arkansas is still a top 5 team in the country, and they're still phenomenal, losing players every year. You got to take your hat off to Arkansas. They just continue to reload every year. They don't rebuild. They lose players every year, and they're the same. And Peyton Stovall is a starter for them, their first baseman. He's from Houghton, Louisiana, by the way, and he's done a really good job. There's a lot of Louisiana players in the SEC. Mississippi State will probably roll out a couple of them. Well, one is a pitcher from Barb High School, and Miche is another pitcher from Barb High School. Excuse me, a position hitter from Barb. So you got 2 Barb kids playing for Mississippi State. And you've got a couple at LSU. So 4 Barb players total you'll see between LSU and Mississippi State this weekend. That's a lot from one high school. Several Barb high school players out there. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about a recruit spotlight of the week from John F. Kennedy High School. His name is DeShawn Baptiste. I think he's one of the best, if not the best, outside linebacker in the state coming back. We'll be right back.
If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medine's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors.
Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Before we go to our recruit spotlight of the week, I want to talk about Gage. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243. That's 225-753-4243. And help your business get better connected with Gage. Great people, Greg Wood Jr., Greg Wood Sr., the whole family. Phenomenal job. I mean, they'll help you with your phones. They'll help you with, they also sell generators. Phenomenal, man. I'm buying a generator from them. I don't want to be out of AC for more than a week again in my lifetime. That's tough stuff. I went through that this past year like a lot of Louisiana people. Not as long as some others. I know some of us didn't have power for 3 weeks or a month. So get better connected with Gage. Give them a call. And I want to go back to this segment. It's going to be our recruit spotlight of the week. This is a kid that I actually watched play in 2021 against Sanibel High School. They came up on a Saturday. And Cole Poirier is the quarterback that I was we did his highlight tape. Great baseball player, by the way, Cole Poirier. 6'3", 190. He's got a chance to sign in baseball, too. But Kennedy came to Dutchtown High School. They were using Dutchtown's field because Sanibel's getting a new field, and they didn't have their field ready and all that stuff because of the damage of the Hurricane Ida. But John F. Kennedy's located in New Orleans. Their coach is Linarius L. Page, if you remember that name. He played for Tulane back in the day. He's in the Hall of Fame for them. And before that, he was at Carver High School, where he was All-State 3 times. Linarius L. Page was one of the greats from there. But if you remember, Carver High School is a great school that also produced Marshall Faulk. So this kid that I want to talk about, DeShawn Baptiste, plays DN for them because that's where they need him in high school. But for college, I think he can move to outside linebacker, or he could stay as a rush end. Get this stat. Deshaun had 21 sacks in 2021. Again, that's not a misread by Lee Burkeen. Deshaun Baptiste from John F. Kennedy High School, class of 223, had 21 sacks, I say it again, in 221. And they lost two games to Hurricane Ida. They lost two games, meaning they didn't play two games, and he still had 21 sacks. This kid runs a 4.5 40, a legit 4.5 40. Stands 6'2", but he looks 6'4", very long. 235 pounds, chiseled. And let me tell you something, he brings it every play. That's what I love about this kid. LSU hasn't offered him yet. They should. He's already been offered by Tulane, Southern Miss, South Alabama, and about 10 other D1 schools. So he's got 13 D1 offers. And he's about to be offered by some SEC schools. I know Ole Miss is looking at him, Mississippi State, the Kentuckys of the world, Arkansas, and Auburn. Remember the name Deshaun Baptiste, great Louisiana name from John F. Kennedy High School. LSU needs these kind of guys. You know, you don't see a guy every day that's 235 pounds, 6'2", looks 6'4", long, long arms, long legs, runs 4.5, and can bring it, and has a pass rush. His first step off the ball is freakish. I mean, he's going to be, I think, a starter power five, and he'll play as a true freshman. I think the greatest pass rusher ever at LSU was Michael Brooks. I hope some of you agree with me. Who played at LSU from Ruston High School, was a phenomenal pass rusher. He was 6'1", 230. And the other one I liked was Gabe Northern. Gabe was a great pass rusher for LSU from Glen Oaks High School and did a great job for LSU, number 88, his jersey number at LSU. We're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to talk a little bit Major League Baseball, get people's thoughts. We don't have any call-ins, but just obviously listening, you'll like my 2 cents possibly of the season coming up. LSU's got 8 Major League players in the Major Leagues on opening day, 8 to start off LSU baseball program. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. I want to mention another sponsor. I want to thank them. We appreciate them. Medin's Collision Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You want to give them a call if you need any body work done to your car or truck. I know a lot of people get in wrecks or they have fender benders. Something that we don't want to happen. We hate when that happens. I do. But you want to give them a call at 225-357-7983, 225-357-7983. They're in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on Kincaid Avenue. Give them a call. They'll take care. They're your Baton Rouge auto body shop experts. That's Medin's Collision Center. Great people, family-owned since the 1960s. MLB started Thursday night. I had a chance to watch the Padres play the Diamondbacks, and I got to see a walk-off home run by Arizona Diamondbacks. I was actually watching the game because, you know, Austin Nola's the catcher for the Padres, and every now and then he'll play first or DH. It was really interesting to see them throw a two-hitter going into the ninth inning and lose. Man, you got to feel for those pitchers, right? You give up two hits. They bring in their closer, and the closer gives up the third hit, which is a three-run home run to win the game. You know, that's baseball, man. I mean, you know, you play flawless innings for like 8 innings, and then you lose the game in the bottom of the ninth, and you're leading 2-0 the whole game. 2-0, 2-0, and you lose 3-2. With a walk-off home run, and you got a two-hitter going into the ninth inning. That's just baseball, man. But I'm, you know, Bregman, by the way, in game one for Houston, He had a great game against Anaheim. He had a home run and he had a couple of hits. He actually had most of the hits for the Astros in opening. And I don't know what it is about opening day, but Bregman's always hot. He's always good on opening day the first week. And he's a streak hitter now, but he had a home run that really was a great game for him over Michael Trout and the Anaheim Angels. Houston, you know, that's a good team. They beat Anaheim. They're full of talent, full of players. He hit a home run off a 99-mile-an-hour ace pitcher, Otana, who's, you know, obviously one of the best pitcher hitters in the world, to be able to pitch and throw 99, 100 miles an hour. So kudos to Bregman and the Astros. They're starting the season 1-0. I'm ready for the Yankees to get going. I'm looking for a great season from the Yankees. I'm a Yankees fan. Been a Yankees fan since Ron Guidry played there, who played at USL, UL Raging Cajuns. I've been a big Reggie Jackson fan. I was a big Roger Clemens fan. You know, Mr. October, Reggie Jackson, Dave Winfield, you know, Dave Justice, Derek Jeter. You know, we all know Mickey Mantle, Babe Ruth. But, yeah, big Yankees fan here. But I know a lot of Astros fans in Baton Rouge and Louisiana, a lot of them in Lake Charles and Lafayette. You know, up in Shreveport, we've got some Ranger fans, right? We've still got some Astro fans up in North Louisiana, but a lot of Ranger fans because they're so close to Dallas. But, yeah, look, it's going to be a great year. I want to thank some more sponsors, Treads and Care, Tire Company, and Central. Please support them. Devin Holly, the owners, have been a friend of mine for over 30 years. They've been in business since 1971. If you need any tire, any brand, go to Treads and Care Tire Company. They're located on the corner of Hooper Road and Park Place Drive in Central. They don't just do tires. They do tires, brakes, oil changes, air conditioning repair. They even do pickup and delivery for you. Give them a call at 331-8144. That's 331-8144. Also, Gros Savon Lodge, who I really am so glad that we've got them on board. The true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge is a fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours. Located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call, 337-598-2357. That is 337-598-2357, Gros Savon Lodge. It is definitely the true sportsman's paradise. I fished it, and it's amazing. I'm a bass fisherman and a saltwater fisherman. I was able to go to the freshwater side on my trip, and I stayed up in a great lodge, man. They put you up. They feed you. They've got chefs. The experience is incredible. To bring your son, or if you bring your daughter, your wife, or just bring a buddy, schedule a trip to Gros Savon Lodge. I guarantee you, you'll be happy, happy, happy for a long time because I still think of my trip I did 6 months ago. Incredible. Caught over 100 bass between me and two other people in like 3 hours. 3 hours of fishing. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to end the show, and we'll talk real briefly about recruiting and also our future shows. We've got a great show next week. We'll be right back. Gros Savon Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savon Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357 and have the time of your life. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkine. I hope you enjoyed the show today. On Monday, we have a great interview with the new head football coach at Bonneville High School in New Orleans. Yeah, we're doing a lot of New Orleans. You know, we some weeks it's Shreveport, some weeks it's Monroe, some weeks it's Baton Rouge, Lafayette. Right now it's New Orleans. We're doing a lot on New Orleans schools. Bonneville's new coach is B.J. Cohen. He's our guest on Monday. And B.J. talks about when he played with Randy Moss and Chad Pennington with Marshall. He was an All-American defensive end for Marshall, the Marshall Thundering Herd. B.J. Cohen, the new coach at Bonneville, in Kenner, Louisiana.
which he's going to do a great job. So, and then next Wednesday, we're going to have some phenomenal recruits come on, and we have someone that's going to talk about the NIL, coming all the way from Mississippi to talk about the NIL. And this person who's coming on is a part of the NIL, which I'm excited to might be a little bit of debate going on. I'm not a big fan of it, but I really like the guy that's coming on. We're going to mention him next week. We've got a lot of great guests next week from all over Louisiana. So tune in and look, check us out. You can go to YouTube if you don't catch us on Podbean or go wherever you get your podcast. And be sure to like us at LA Football Mag on Twitter. And also me, if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at, it's pretty easy, at Lee Burkeen, my name spelled out. We already have somebody that put not Lee Burkeen, which is pretty funny. I guess that's what happens when you have a Twitter name and you're in the media. Someone will make a name up for you. But if you see not Lee Burkeen, that's not me. But at Lee Burkeen for Twitter. And also, you can go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com. We're working on our 26-year football preview, which comes out late August, early September, which will cover all 300 high schools, all 12 colleges in the state. And recruiting. We'll have our All-Louisiana team. We're going to have recruiting on all the kids. Be sure to get that magazine. You can go ahead and pre-order that copy now. North Magazine, digital, and hardback. The magazine will not be ready again till September, but you can pre-order. That's LAFootballMagazine.com. We will have a limited amount of copies this year because of the printing industry and inflation and everything that they're doing, because it's really hard right now to get paper, which is crazy, right? So we're actually going to have the magazine. We're going to print a few now, but again, we're going to have a certain amount that we're going to be selling this year for Louisiana Football Magazine. Look, I hope everybody has a great weekend, and we'll see you next week. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Burkeen.